USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. John Yoo is a former Department of Justice official. He believes there's one thing that Omarosa should be really concerned about.
She's in big trouble, really the biggest trouble she could possibly be in, is for bringing a recording device into the White House Situation Room, which is supposed to be the most protected area in the United States. If you were the Chinese Secret Service, this is a dream come true, and it's a criminal penalty to bring a device like that and record someone inside what's supposed to be a secured room to protect classified information.
And the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A terror investigation is underway after an attack near the British Parliament. A man in his 20s was arrested, and we're hearing he is not cooperating with the police. Michael Balboni is a former New York Homeland Security advisor. He says it seems more and more like ISIS is going towards these sorts of attacks.
The attacks are continuing, but they are decreasing in their level of sophistication.
All four West Virginia State Senate Supreme Court judges are being impeached. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
They're being impeached amid charges of abusing their authority. It's alleged the judges failed to control expenses and went as far as to give the green light to over $1 million in renovations for their individual offices. The state's House of Delegates voting to impeach all four of them late Monday night. They now face an impeachment trial before the state Senate in order to be formally removed. Republican Governor Jim Justice will appoint new justices to replace those who are officially impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Today, primaries are being held in four states, and America is more polarized than it's ever been before. But what are ways that Americans can talk to one another, even though you may not always agree politically? Justin Lee is author of a new book titled Talking Across the Divide. He has some tips on how you can communicate with people who you may disagree with.
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize that, just glossing over the disagreement isn't helpful. Just avoiding it. I mean, there are times when it's okay to agree to disagree, but I think sometimes we need to have dialogue in a way that is strategic, that acknowledges that sometimes there are issues where, I believe that there's a right and a wrong, and I think that you're wrong, and I think that it matters. And so dialogue does not have to be just sort of, singing kumbaya. But then within that context, I think strategic dialogue requires that we have the dialogue in a way that's respectful. And one of the things that we can do that's kind of counterintuitive and yet incredibly powerful is to listen to the other person, which can be difficult, especially if you feel like their side's been heard enough and it's your side that hasn't been heard. But when you listen to somebody, what you do is you learn about not just what do they believe, but why do they believe it. Maybe they have some misconceptions, have bought into some misinformation that changes their perspective. Maybe there's something that's happened to them that makes them passionate about this issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.